Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to fabulous episode of Failing Better. This is Sean McLaughlin. Johnny Pelham's also here.
He is, hello.
We got a guest, but I've told them to shut up for a minute.
He wants to thank the patrons.
I want to thank our new
and
patrons.
I want to say, patrons, you're not giving enough. Up your fee or get out of here, that's my opinion, patrons.
I want to say that while Johnny's opinion doesn't represent all of us in this podcast, he may have a point. You may have to increase your donation. But we've had like four new ones since the last episode, so we're very happy. Thank you very much. And enough of that shit. Let's bring on our guest. It's Cherokee.
I've just cancelled my patronage to your podcast, by the way.
Oh, no.
Sarah Keyworth, comedian. You were a Patreon.
I was. Yeah. I was. And then you told me to shut the fuck up.
Well, why didn't you? No, we were asking you to up it, Sarah.
No. I've cancelled it. I was on the highest tier as well.
No. Quick little aside. If you're on the highest tier, just stay there, Sarah. Don't leave.
No, go one down.
Not one down.
Everyone move a place. That's the rule.
That means if you're on the lowest one, you go down to the highest one, right? Is it like Pac-Man rules?
Nope. If you're on the lowest one, you have permission to get out now.
Sean thinks all society should be based on Pac-Man rules. Sean's great hope in life is that Pac-Man rules will come to dominate our society.
That's why he's always eating fruit.
Yeah. Always eating fruit. And I'm always busting in a dark room.
Just munching pills in a dark room.
Sarah, do you know who genuinely is a Patreon to our podcast? Me. Is that shocking to you? I'm genuinely a Patreon.
That's one of the saddest things I've heard.
It's not sad.
And I've been friends with you for several years. And all of the, like, my top 10 saddest things I've ever heard have all been from you.
Sean's life is pretty bleak.
Well, welcome to the fucking episode, Sarah Keyworth. Terrible comedian. Don't see him on tour. I think it makes sense. I'm a Patreon because we wanted to check if the Patreon was working. And I've just never unsubscribed.
It'd be too much of a blow if he... We haven't got enough yet that one doesn't feel like a significant hit if it goes away.
What level are you at?
I'm at the highest level.
You're at the highest level? Yeah. How much is that?
No, I'm not. I'm paying £3 a month.
So you're basically just giving Johnny £1.50 a month?
Look, you want to support your favourite podcast, and this is my favourite podcast. That's what it's about. I listened back, because I edit the episodes, and I listened to the pitch, and I was like, that's a really good pitch. I'm going to go in on that. I love these two. I think they're great.
It's the most self-love you've ever shown anything, Sean, is being a patron of your own podcast.
Do you edit it and also listen to it once it's out?
Yeah. Sarah, I never stop listening to this podcast, okay? I was playing this during Christmas dinner with my family. They're like, what is this shit? I went, Johnny's about to talk about diarrhea.
Was it on your Spotify Wrapped?
It was on my Spotify. It was genuine on my Spotify Wrapped.
Your top podcast.
My top podcast is Sean Failing Better.
Yeah, your second top podcast is Sean Reads the Bible.
Yes, Sean Reads the Bible.
Yeah.
That was the podcast.
Sean Reads the Bible.
God, I've had so many failed podcasts.
Whoa. Let's not put this successful podcast into that category. This podcast is heading to the moon.
It is. We are doing quite well. Though I actually, one note on Spotify Wrapped, Sarah. I said to Johnny, oh, it's a shame we're not on more people's Spotify Wrapped at the end of the year. And Johnny wrote back to me and said, what is that? And I went, do you know what Spotify is? He went, no.
I know what Spotify, that's an exaggeration.
I am basically doing a podcast with an Amish man. I'm not even a smart Amish man. Like, they wouldn't let him near the barn.
Yeah. You'd have to upgrade to the barn. They'd start me with just like, look, just whack this wooden thing into the ground.
You've got the most important, you've got the most important job of all. You get to stroke the mule.
Yeah, you're the mascot. Oh my God, my God.
Yeah, also Johnny's camera.
Fucking hell, Johnny is screaming this podcast into a plastic cup. Bit of string on it.
I really sold this podcast well to Sarah as well. I was like, this is a big podcast. We've got decent listenership. They'll buy tickets.
He lied.
That's a big part of our pitch, is just lying to everyone. We're like a Ponzi scheme, essentially. We get people on, we lie to them, and eventually hope we get enough confidence to keep this shit going.
Well, here I am.
Woohoo!
Sarah, talk to us.
Proof of concept.
What are you up to? What are you promoting? Let's talk about that first. You've got some more tour dates and stuff, haven't you?
Yes, I'm midway through a tour. It starts back up in February, so I've done like half of it. And then the second half continues in February, March. But it's my Instagram following grew during the Christmas period because I started putting videos up. And every time I post my last tour dates, like the last 10 tour dates, I just get all of these fucking whingy fuckers going, why aren't you doing Newcastle? And I was like, I was in Newcastle 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that they're from Newcastle? What maybe they just have seen your tour dates and they're like, why aren't you doing Newcastle? Like, they're more curious.
No, that's what I mean. I didn't say they were from Newcastle.
To be fair, she didn't.
I suppose that was the assumption.
But no, they're Newcastle. They could be Newcastle based, or they could just like Newcastle.
Another thing that
is
really unique.
This isn't a blanket attack on the people of Newcastle. I don't have a problem with Newcastle.
What's really unique and interesting about Sean's podcasting style, he likes to make things needlessly awkward relentlessly. So that's something you can look forward to.
Like, he doesn't listen to what the person's saying and then
never. And then ask quite pointed, sort of diggy questions.
Really like aggressive questioning of like, why do you think that?
Yeah, yeah, it's a really interesting style.
I didn't think it.
Arguably hinders the podcast and
really
the podcast growth.
Yeah. Slows it down, actually.
Yeah, it's quite unpleasant, actually. And even quite belittling to me as well, quite horrible to me.
I'm thinking about logging off.
Yeah, me too. Should we both log off?
Let's log off.
I would absolutely love it if you both log off. Nothing would make my day more than you logging off.
I think we're going to do a massive log off in a minute.
Don't talk to Johnny about massive logs. That's all we ever talk about on this bloody podcast. Johnny's battles. Anyway, that show is brilliant that Sarah's doing. It's a fucking such a good stand-up show.
Thank you.
I've not seen it, but I presume it is awesome having seen Sarah's other
fantastic
work. And do you... So
Why haven't you seen it, Johnny? Do you live in Newcastle?
I live in Newcastle, but couldn't make that date or any of the subsequent dates.
Yeah, he wasn't following me until recently. It's Johnny on my messages, actually.
Johnny may have seen it and just forgotten about it, because that's sort of another running theme is that Johnny... Like, I asked before, have you met Sarah? And you said, yeah, I think I met once...
We met at this... Where did we meet? At, like, that gig in London where it was, like, you, Catherine, me and Sarah. But I can't remember where the venue was.
Johnny, we've met so many times.
I know you have.
No, we've met more than once. I was just trying to remember the individual thing. And then I was also did that gig with Rosie Jones and in Leicester somewhere.
We did a gig in Leicestershire. And I think the gig you're thinking of is in... It's that one that's near King's Cross.
The Star of Kings.
Yes.
Yes. But were you on that night, or did you and Sophie... Because you and Sophie were set outside when I left. Or did we have a drink?
Were you and Sophie kicked out of the pub?
We kicked out of the pub.
Why were you kicked out of the pub?
No, we weren't really. Sean's just making rumours up. I can't remember why we were there, or if we knew the comedy was on, or if we were actually performing.
So, I don't think you were performing. I don't even know if we were performing.
I can't remember. I just remember having a drink with you that night. But then we haven't met. Those are the two times we've met, aren't they?
I think we must have met more times than that.
I reckon you've definitely met more than that.
But before. I feel like I feel like you're one of the comics who randomly very rarely meet, even though we hang out in similar... You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can't think of another time we've actually met.
Yeah, I can't think of another time either, so I have to agree with you on that.
But I'm glad.
I feel like I must have met you more than those two occasions.
I feel exactly the same. But I'm glad, because sometimes I say to people, I've only met you twice, and they'll say, John, we hung out for 6 weeks together. And I'll be like, oh, shit.
I think it's always important when you're seeing someone in a comedy world, yeah, or in a life, to just go, good to see you, instead of good to meet you, because it's so open-ended.
Yeah.
That's my trick. And yeah, I play it with everyone in my life. I say it to my wife every morning. Good to see you, babe.
It's great to see you.
It's great to see you. Yeah. She goes, that's weird. I go, no, it's not. I got away with it. You can't divorce me if I'm saying good to see you.
I said good to meet you in a green room on Saturday, and the person said we've met each other a few times before, and I still can't remember his name, and I'll say good to meet you again next time, almost certainly, because I'm stupid.
Yeah.
It's stressful. I love it when Louisa comes to gigs with me, because I can never remember anybody's name, and she's very happy to sort of play like the president's wife. And like,
is that Louisa Milan you're talking about?
Yeah. I'm dating stand-up comedian Louisa Milan.
Her dog. Yeah, around the country.
Yeah, not recognizing anyone's faces. The dog's whispering in my ear.
Who's this northern dork with the glasses crying outside a pub? Is he with Sophie Willen? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's what the dog whispers.
Yeah. The dog's quite mean. The dog's quite a mean dog.
I should start really a podcast with that dog.
You should. It's a good dog, actually.
Yeah.
Called two bitches. Oh, you and the dog. Hello.
Yeah. We can set up a Patreon. Oh, I love this.
Oh, God.
God.
What is this podcast about?
Nothing. It was about self-help.
It's about mental health. It's about men's mental health.
Yeah, and about how women are ruining it.
Well, it's just...
not offering... Well, it's basically an incel club. We've got...
It's great.
Andrew Tate's coming on next week, hopefully.
Yeah. He's the big patron of this podcast.
It used to be. For some reason, his payments have dried up. We've not really been following what's been going on.
This podcast is actually why he went to prison.
Yeah. I mean, our podcast being caught up in a sort of Romanian trafficking scheme is probably the natural end point, I think. It does feel like the natural end point. It wasn't me. It was Louisa Milan's dog. They're pulling the strings. Sarah, we are good friends. We've been friends for many years.
Many years.
One of my finest comedy friends. One of the finest comedians in this country. I would dare say on this planet.
Oh, now I'm having a good time.
That's what you want. That's
what
you want.
That's
the good
stuff. Some podcasts, they open up with that, but not us. We give you a first course of pure shit before we get to the main.
The main does taste better now.
Thank you.
That's delicious.
I was going to ask you a question. Actually, Johnny mentioned it in our pre-chat, which is, I've wanted to ask you this for literally years, Sarah, which is, what do you do to your hair? Because it's always very good.
What do I do to it?
What do you do to it? Yeah. That's the first question. The second question I've always wanted to ask you is, where do you get off? But we'll stick with the first one.
Well, I think I get asked this question a lot.
Do you? Because it is very good hair. Listeners,
really?
I'd say that Sarah's hair is similar to Sean's, but like much better. Like it's flicked up, but just in a much more charismatic and better way.
Yeah, I feel like you've got like my hair off. Like if my hair had a personal trainer or something.
If your hair was more successful.
I think if you had seen the sunshine, Sean.
He does look like a weird ghost.
Yeah.
This is the worst. You're the worst. George, Sarah, I honestly thought this is one guest we're going to have on who's just going to keep it on the straight and narrow.
No. I don't know why you thought I was just going to come here and just sit and chat.
We're two big, strong men. I thought you would at least respect us.
I don't respect shit in this Zoom meeting. Johnny's chin is out of shot for the whole time.
It is true. Johnny's webcam
I just don't understand the world I'm in. Like, it's too complicated to get my chin in camera.
Is it? Also, Johnny's at a weird angle. It looks like Hitchcock's filming you.
Yeah.
Let's have a fuck around with the camera.
No, we're fine.
You just put it back in the exact same position.
The thing about me, Sarah, is I should be born in a pre-internet, pre-camera world.
Well,
I'd be
were.
Happy in that. Well, true, but then I should have been born in the '70s. My level of technology would be great if I was like a dad. Do you know what I mean? Like a dumb dad. But as a 31-year-old, I sort of am too bad at the internet to...
You're 31?
Yeah, rough, that, isn't it? It's really
fucking
rough.
Fucking hell.
He's 31, and I've said this to other guests in other pods, but I'll say it to you, Sarah. If you want a very quick sort of a biography of Johnny and what he's like, what you need to know is he once met Howard from the Halifax advert, and he referred to him as Halifax from the Harold advert. So that's Johnny Pelham.
Yeah, that's me in a nutshell. That's okay. My tagline.
Look, bottom line is this. Sarah, what is your regime on the old follicles?
So, I mean, I get asked it a lot. I think a lot about it.
Do you?
Yeah, because I used to take credit for it, but I actually think that it might be genes.
Who's
I
that?
I don't know what trousers have got to do.
That is why this is the best fucking podcast in the world.
I'm logging off.
Equal, but separate shit jokes. No, but seriously though, who is Jean and why are her trousers so big?
We should clip that because that sums up this both, like you said, total shit, different angles, but the same result.
I just want to thank the Patreons again, actually. Patreon.com/sayingbetter. You get a full episode every week. Cheers, lads.
When we watch that back as well, what upsets me most, and I just want everyone to know, is the pause between both of the jokes was too long for what you went with.
We're not good comedians.
Genuinely, I think if you were to put this podcast in like the Tate Modern, people would be like, oh wow, what a brilliant insight into the isolation of the internet life, you know.
The lonely comedian's mind. Yeah. There's a full 3 seconds before, like, when I say it's genes, and I can see the two of you, the cogs turning. Wasn't a Zoom delay.
It definitely wasn't a Zoom delay. No.
This podcast is the perfect sort of, version of what, like, the age of the untalented narcissist, that is what this podcast is. You know what I mean? It's like these people truly believe they have their words are a product they can sell.
Content is king,
and we are the fool.
What, that was wise, Johnny.
That is good stuff, Johnny.
That's the thing with Johnny. You know, it's like he's a bit like Lenny from Of Mice and Men. He doesn't know much, but when he gets the words it really does pierce through.
I disagree with that. I'm not Lenny. I would never kill whatever the fuck he kills at the end of Mice and Men. I would never kill any animal.
Whatever the fuck he kills.
What does he kill? He kills like
a spoken dog, like a true Lenny, I'd say.
Yeah. Like a Steinbeck fan.
I'm not actually read it yet, so that's a spoiler.
I hate to break it to you, Johnny. You want to go Andrew Tate? I'm pretty sure he kills a woman at the end of Mice and Men. And so you go, whatever the fuck he kills.
I thought he was like a dog. Does he like break a dog's neck? It's not a woman, is it?
It's a woman.
I think he kills an animal as a sort of foreshadowing of how he doesn't know his own strength, and when he loves things, he doesn't know when to stop. And
I think
later
this is an insight. I think that every time Johnny reads the word woman, he sees dog.
Yeah, he sees
that is true. I mean, that's separately completely true. So that would make sense in this context.
He's so confused all of the time.
I just wake up every morning, look at Sophie and go, what is this dog doing in my bedroom? Yeah.
Sees the funny women competition. He's like, funny dogs?
Funny dogs?
That sounds great.
Louisa Milan's dog's got it wrapped up, surely.
He's on the front row with a biscuit.
Woof, woof, woof. Yeah. Listen, Johnny, don't be saying that to Sophie. You wake up, you shouldn't be looking at her and saying, what's this dog doing in my bedroom? You should be saying, great to see you again.
Good to see you.
Sarah, what do you do to your fucking hair? Come on.
So my father, in his youth,
Gene is also a man's name, so it's J-E-N-E.
No, okay. Well, if you really want to get into this, my dad's name is Fran. So
Fran, that's a very cool name for a dad.
Yeah, Francis.
Fran Keyworth.
Frank Eworth. That's my father.
That's a band. That could be a band.
Frank Eworth. Yeah, he hates it. He hates his name.
Does he?
Yeah, I think because obviously, you know, he grew up in like the 60s and everyone was like, you got a girl's name. And he was like, I know.
Yeah. Should have been called like Fran Hippie or something. Fran the Beatles. Then people would have loved him back then.
Fran the Beatles. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fran McCartney.
Fran Civil Rights Movement.
Yeah, that is actually his middle name.
Oh, right. Fair enough. Yeah,
yeah. Fran Civil Rights Movement, Keyworth.
That's a good name. Good name. Yeah.
And then they named the civil rights movement after him, which is incredible.
Did they?
I expect, like, had he done something good in the civil rights game, or was it just completely out of the blue?
It's really he didn't understand it when it happened, but he was glad of it when it did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We need to do a Netflix documentary about this man.
Fran Civil Rights Keyworth. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your dad's got good hair.
My dad had very, very dark, like black, curly hair, like that would expand out and up. Mm-hmm. And my mum had kind of hair that also, my mum had very, very curly long hair. So they both had very healthy heads. My brother's hair is the same color as mine, but grows outwards as well. He's got thicker hair and it sort of grows outwards. So he has to kind of keep it quite short because otherwise it just gets a bit crazy.
Sure, sure, sure.
I think I was blessed with a combination of my father's volume and my mother's consistency, and this is the result. But if you want to know what I do to it, I put something in it called Dirty. It's a cream from Lush.
Dirty.
Yeah, it's called Dirty.
I think if I went into Lush and went, I'm looking for some Dirty, they'd kick me out.
Yeah, I think so too. But you'd have your knob out.
and you'd say it in that way. I'd like something Dirty, please. Rather than just pointing to the product and going, can I have some of that?
Yeah, you wouldn't say I'd like Dirty hair cream or like there's a product here and it's called Dirty. You'd go, please, can I have something dirty? And
can
you'd
I have something
your,
dirty,
have your dick
please?
In your hand.
Yeah.
Sean always has his dick in his hand. Sean has his dick in his hand now, guaranteed. There's just no way. There's no way.
Right. I'm enjoying this, but I would like Sarah to make a little disclaimer, because some of your fans may listen to this and go, who are these horrible bastards that shit? Like, we're good, we're cool dudes,
that is
right?
True. We have already said we're Andrew Tate's favourite podcast. I think we're in the streamline of being wankers quite.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything.
All right, look, if I put my cock away, will you say
you're
something?
You're representing yourself, like, you know, the fans are the fans, and the fans will hear what they have to hear.
This is why we shouldn't be like, this is why I should never go to court, because I would represent myself. I'd go in for, like, a parking ticket, and I'd leave for murder. Like, God, this went so wrong.
I don't know what to...
How could I have been parking there? I was murdering that child. Oh God!
Yeah, see what I mean. Like, I can't do a disclaimer now, can I? After that,
no, we're all right.
I'll do a disclaimer. I've never murdered any.
Do you know what we've noticed about our Patreons? And we're getting a few. And we love you, Patreons. We just want to say, if you want more of this,
Sean's such a kiss ass.
My kiss ass. They're paying our bills. They're paying for our Zoom membership.
Yeah, they're paying for a Costa total. All of them combined pay for one of us to get a coffee.
We love it.
And it's my month this month.
Very few men on our... Have you noticed that? It's a very... I think we're like a housewife's favourite.
I don't think we are, Sean. I just don't think we can be. I mean, maybe if they saw my chin ever, that'd be plausible. But my chin's never in shot, so...
Yeah.
They don't know how beautiful I am.
Well, the thing is, if your chin comes out, then the camera just cracks, doesn't it?
I've got such... My face is so glowy.
Women are paying for this podcast.
Yeah.
On the whole, it's mainly women patrons.
This is funded by dogs.
Yeah. It's called Bitchcast. Welcome to Bitchcast. I'm starting to wonder if this is unreleasable.
We can't put this out.
It's been really quite a horrible episode, I think.
It's awful.
Yeah, a lot of the patriarchy still exists within these walls of this podcast.
Obviously, the patriarchy is a problem, but you know what isn't a problem? That's the Patreon key. So patreon.com/failingbetter. We have nice chats. We talk about books in there. We have conversations with our other patrons. It's good
respect
stuff.
Women.
We respect women. And it's
as
always
long as you As long as you give us money, we will respect you. You can be
always,
any.
And I want to say right now, it's good to see you all. So, a bit of dirty, is it? Do you know what I started putting in my hair? Wax.
Candle.
Pardon?
Candle.
See, that's it. Now she...
Is it a candle? Yeah.
No, it's this. Johnny Chop Shop. It's just right there.
Johnny Chop Shop.
Dragon hair wax.
Where have you got that from?
From the 40s.
With a bit of pomade.
It's a bit too heavy for me, but I do like it. But I've got I need to get a haircut this week, I think. But my barber follows me on Instagram, so I feel like I have to go with him.
Yeah, I'm having that problem as well. My barber's just started following me on Instagram.
I don't like it.
He'll know if I go to someone else because he'll start seeing that I've got it. And sometimes he like replies to my stories and stuff. So we're locked in. Like I'm in a relationship with that man now.
That's a good move by him. That's like a real good way to keep customers, is just to share, like join, follow them, and then they have to use you.
And if I put a story up and I've visibly had a haircut from someone else, he'll like send a sort of crying face or something.
I get into these sort of weird sort of psychological entanglements with my barbers all the time. There's one at the top of my road that I used for ages just because I had to walk past the shop every day. I stopped using him and he gives me these puppy dog eyes every time I walk past, but I can't go in there. I mean, it's cheap as chips, but he's a nutter. It takes about an hour for him to cut my hair because he keeps stopping and rambling about things.
Oh yeah, I've got a bit of that with mine. Yeah, he's French, and it should take about 15 to 20 minutes, but he'll talk for about an hour and a half.
Oh, I hate it. Who does your hair, Johnny? Just like
just anyone with hair. If there's someone clipping the hedge, I just go look.
Tree surgeon, local tree surgeon.
Johnny just goes and stands in the hedge.
Yeah, yeah.
Dips his head forward.
It's had a few times there's been real negative consequences of that, but it's still worth it.
The real roll of the dice.
I just literally get a guy, it costs like £8. Like, and he just does it. The last time I went to a haircut, he stopped cutting my hair, and because he looked out the window and went, that woman was fit. And then just started cutting my hair again. Like, it was really horrible.
Are you getting him on the podcast?
Yeah, he needs to get onto the Patreon.
He's coming in next week.
But it was, the last time I went, they just couldn't understand that I didn't want to be in the number system. They were like, number four or number five? I was like, no, I just trim it. Just trim it. I was like, so number six? Like
What you have to do is you have to say scissor trim or they will get the measure out.
Yeah. I never know what I want, so I just always say, can I just have less hair, please? Like, I never have any idea what I'm looking for of a haircut.
I don't think at any point when you've walked into a barber's, they've assumed that you've come in for more hair.
But what I'm saying...
Can I just have a wonderful point there?
I'd like a wig, please. Can I sweep up the hair on the floor, please?
Have you got any glue?
You got any spare trimmings?
But I just mean, I don't know when my hair looks best, and I've got no real opinion on it. I just want to look less like a homeless person every time I go to the haircut. Because I'll only get my haircut when it's like, it's got to the stage where Sophie's had to be like, John, you look real bad.
Okay.
I don't really have much self-respect, I think is the word people use.
Well, no. I mean, that's kind of what this podcast is about. You know, it's about how it's fine to have no self-respect.
Yeah, and we're real ambassadors for that.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for inviting me on, lads.
Well, we noticed that you're wearing...
Sarah will be a perfect guest for this podcast. She's got no self-respect.
No, but you were brought on so that I could see the power of a good haircut and try and change my... to care more about my hair. That's what you are. You're an embodiment of fantastic hair, so that's why you're on the pod.
I'm baiting you. Into a better life.
And now I'm going to be like, fucking hell, Sarah's hair is so good. I could have hair like that. Obviously not that good, but, you know, better than I currently have. And so you're going to be the motivator. After this, I'm going straight to get my hair cut, and that's going to be on Patreon. And that's why you should pay us money.
Get yourself a good set of jeans.
Yeah. Wait, on to Levi's.
I'm genuinely, the problem with this conversation is that, Sarah, you seem to be viewing this as a real career low, whereas I feel like this is the first time I've ever genuinely... found my comic voice. Like, I do think, oh, this is what I've been waiting for.
This is really flying now.
Yeah.
My favourite bit of this podcast we've done so far is we had Ed Gamble on, and we thought it'd be funny to talk about how to do a good podcast, because obviously he does Off Menu. And for the first 30 minutes, it was sort of funny. And then at one point you said, look, these are some tips. they're really helpful. One of them was like, just be concise, stop making shit jokes, be sort of kinder to your guests and interested in them. And I thought, right, Ed Gamble's really, he's moved from joke to serious here.
But we're not going for the same market as them.
Do you know how a lot of most comedians throughout the year will agree to do like a sort of certain number of like charity gigs to keep this. You have to limit the amount you do because otherwise you could be doing them all year round, but you do like a certain amount just to kind of keep that, to keep your hand in sort of charity.
Yeah. I say no to every single one.
Do you reckon Ed Gamble cancelled a couple of gigs after after he did this podcast?
Yeah. Alzheimer's, yeah. Fucking fuck him.
He was like, I think I've done enough this year.
I think he only did it because he thought I might be able to get an OBE now.
Yeah. So, yeah, Pride of Britain Award.
Yeah.
Has my camera just shifted?
I don't know.
Yeah, it has. Fucking hell. I've just worked out what room you're in, Sean.
Which room am I
in? That's been bothering me.
What room am I in?
Well, I don't know now. I'm doubting it now that you've asked me. Are you in your downstairs room?
Also known as?
The downstairs.
The living room.
The living room, yeah, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I am in the living room. Normally, I'm in the upstairs office, but my wife is up there talking to her lawyer about something. I don't know what, but she's crying. She's talking about, I don't know, about property ownership and stuff.
She's getting the suitcases out.
She's getting, yeah, yeah, she loves that. My wife's favourite thing to do is to just throw things into a suitcase.
I'm not coming back this time.
Sometimes she throws your stuff out the window.
Put that cock away. I'm not coming back.
It's a medical condition.
Now, listen. Look, us three are all together. Let's be real. Me and Sarah lived together at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival 2022. It was a great living situation, right, Sarah?
Honestly, the dream.
I really enjoyed
the house in the end.
And do you know you know what made it so good? Dan Cook.
He was the glue.
He was the glue that held all of us together. If he hadn't been there, Sean and I wouldn't be speaking now.
Oh, no. No. Or at least we'd only be speaking through lawyers.
Absolutely. Yeah. The things we did to each other.
Thick prison glass, like perspex.
Yeah. We'd have a bit of a Kill Bill situation on our hands.
Yeah, we'd have a Kill Bill situation. Who's Bill? I've never seen Kill Bill. Is it good? I was going to watch it tonight. Genuinely, I was going to watch it tonight.
You had already planned to watch Kill Bill tonight?
Yeah, I'm not even making this up.
What is happening in your life? That's the plan you've made. When did you come up with your plan to watch Kill Bill?
That's my
January 2023. Yeah, yeah. It's got in the calendar. Kill Bill.
I sit down and I wrote down what I wanted to do today. Up at 6.
That's somehow the most bleak thing you've ever said on this podcast.
It's not. You've got to have the goals. Wake up.
Your goal is to watch Kill Bill.
Wake up. Make a coffee. Do a podcast.
Wife, it's nice to see her.
Nice to see her. Tell her, don't leave today, babes. I swear to God, it's going to be all right. We're getting all these new Patreons. I just need a couple grand, please, to tie me over. Watch Kill Bill.
Yeah. That's your plan to make money. Watch Kill Bill.
And it's doing all of it one-handed.
Yeah, yeah.
Kill Bill's good though, right? I've never watched it.
Yeah, I think it's good. I like it.
Anyway, the reason I asked is, as you may or may not remember, Sarah, Johnny...
Logo game? No.
Logo game. We logo played the logo game. Johnny was originally going to be the Dan Cook. Do you remember that? Do you remember back to those heady days of, I think, probably 12 months ago?
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I am so glad that Johnny didn't make
it. Such a relief.
Isn't it so good?
Look at Sean's smug little face as he gets to try and bully me. I've never seen such a pathetic weasel of a man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Look, you can't see me. My camera's don't blur.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
It is impossible to see me.
I don't know if you're smug or not, because all I can see is a quarter of your face, Johnny.
Is it a halo? No. It's just an incredibly shit camera.
The best thing about Edinburgh was, Johnny not being there.
Yeah.
What a horrible thing to say.
And that's not just us saying it in our flat. I think that was sort of the view on the streets as well.
That was what Sam Campbell's show was about.
Yeah, well, that didn't surprise me. I hate that wanker. And you too. And actually, I'm coming back to Edinburgh this year, and it's going to be my comeback year. People are going to be saying, God, we thought it was good without Johnny, but with Johnny, it's incredible.
You're doing
that's
the what end of...
Everyone's going to be saying. That's going to win the award. Someone will write a new show halfway through. Bridget Christie will write a show. It's going to be about Brexit or feminism. Fuck that. It's about how Johnny Pelham is the greatest man alive.
Yeah.
That's
Johnny, what is your show actually about this year? Is it about that?
My show?
Yeah.
About how I'm the greatest man alive?
Is it about how you're the greatest man alive?
Yes. In a way. That's subtextual.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
On the surface of it, it's about a sad man being lonely, not knowing how to succeed in a ever increasingly competitive world. But the subtext
is called Johnny Pelham, I'd never kill a dog.
And then brackets, by dog, I mean dog and also women.
By dog, I mean woman.
By dog, I mean dog and also women.
Yeah. That is the working title. It's still in the working progress
phase. Yeah. I would never kill a dog. By dog, I mean dog and also women. Yeah. In brackets, WIP.
Yeah. That's the work in progress, but also that will be what I'm going up with this year. It'll be a work in progress for the whole...
And Bridget Christie is going to rewrite her show.
I imagine so. I mean, I've not
She's
tried
gonna
to
write
that.
A new show called Pelham for Her.
Pelham for Her, yeah. The making of Pelham 123. On the 10th of August, I walked into Johnny Pelham's show. On the 11th of August, I had a new show. Sleep.
I walked in a girl, I left a woman. I had all these bics lying around, and I wrote a masterpiece.
These bics lying
around. All these difficult-to-use bics.
Wherever Bridget goes, just... There's bics just falling out of her pockets.
loads of suns in a sort of just hidden away.
Covered in bics.
Covered in bics.
Coming out of her ears.
At one point, you're going to probably have to eject her. You go, there's too many bics. I can't keep up. The bics are getting in the speakers.
You just open the door to a house and it's an avalanche of bics.
By the way, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, just to let you know, you have really listened to, I would say, arguably the most impenetrable episode we've ever had in our life.
It'd be a very niche comedian bit, but if you took a pen out of your pocket and went, that's a good bic.
Yeah. A bic for him.
That's a good bic.
Sarah, you should direct Johnny's show.
That's a new bic.
This is actually all going in the show. I hope that's
the thing with Johnny.
That's my first free joke.
He does view these podcasts as a sort of new material night.
Hugely.
Workshopping.
Yeah,
I think you got some good stuff, Johnny.
I think you should direct Johnny's show. I think you've worked great together.
Shall I, for a laugh?
I think so. I think you may have
just talked yourself out of a job there. For a laugh.
Shall I, for a prank?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's what I want from my director.
Yeah,
it's like dinner for schmucks.
Put on the clown hat. It's going to really work for you, John.
Yeah, the bit about killing women.
Killing women. Uh oh, got
the irony's clear.
I don't even remember how we got into. Like, I honestly, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm now already thinking about the edits I'm going to have to make. This is a full time job. I might have to kill Bill into the long grass.
Which is all you wanted for today. One of my favourite things that's ever happened on a comedy stage was I was like doing the Stan Newcastle Red Raw, which is like a new material gig where they get like 300 people.
Oh, dropped that one, didn't he? Drop that name.
Yeah, clang. Yeah. And they're so supportive. And it was this guy's first ever... He'd never done stand-up before. And he got on stage and he couldn't... he got so nervous he just couldn't say anything. And he stood there for like 20 seconds and put the mic in, apologised and left. And then the compo went on and went, let's hear it for him. Let's get him back. And he came back and he had all the goodwill it's possible to have in a room. And his first words were, aren't women whores? It was like, I've never seen a room that was so on board. Just deflate so quickly.
We begged him to come back.
Like, finally, he goes, oh my God. Oh my God.
These are my people.
Yeah.
It was... And what was John Bishop like backstage?
Well, he doesn't like women. Yeah, so are you up for directing my show then, Sarah? That's really... I thought you wanted to... to care more about my hair and also for you to direct my Edinburgh show.
I've got some good ideas, I think.
Go on, Sarah. What's the first thing you'd say to Johnny if you're directing him?
Grow the hair out.
Interesting. That's the opposite of what Sophie wants to happen.
She doesn't want the best for you.
She's, I think maybe you're right. I might leave her. I might leave her.
That, I assume that's Sarah's second tip is leave Sophie.
Leave Sophie.
Yeah.
Well, that's the emotional arc, isn't it? In a great relationship, decide to leave it based on bad advice, get right into the gutter, stay in the gutter, and that's my Edinburgh show sort.
Well, that's what they say. People say that comedians are at their best when they're miserable.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm going to make you fucking miserable.
That's really good directing, that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really good directing.
That's really smart.
I just want the best for you, Johnny.
Yeah. I'm excited for the show. I'm excited to see how low I can go, because I've been low before, but I think I can get lower. Really my motto.
Yeah.
You can always get lower.
There's no limit to the low.
Yeah. You're standing on a little plank, and you think, well, this is as bad as it is, but you're in the Mariana Trench, baby. It's always lower. There's always lower.
Yeah. I'm excited. What is anyone? Are you either of you doing Edinburgh this year?
Nope.
I think I'm gonna whip it.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm gonna do 2 weeks. Work in progress.
Oh my gosh, Johnny could direct your show, Sarah.
I'd love that. Should we direct each other's shows?
That would be great.
What a great setup.
Should we do it as a mutual destruction? I think it'd be quite funny.
Yeah.
To see, let's do it so that whatever the other person says, you have to do it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So what's your first directing tip for Sarah, Jonathan?
Shave the hair.
Shave the
hair. Gotta go. You've been relying on that hair for too long.
This is the cash cow.
It is the cash cow. Get rid of it.
And see if I sink or swim.
No one is gonna believe that your life isn't going great with that hair. Whatever you're saying, you can be like, you know, I got divorced, I've lost everything, the house has gone, the kids have gone. With that hair, people are gonna say, they're never going to feel empathy. They're just going to feel jealousy.
Yeah, you've always got a shot in life with a head of hair like that, Sarah.
You think it's holding me back?
I don't think it's holding you back. If anything, it's you're not showing enough vulnerability to get to the next level as an artist because your hair always elevates you socially, I think.
If you want to make it in show business, keep the hair. If you want to be a great artist, lose the hair.
Guys, I'm too suggestible. I'm thinking about shaving it off.
Okay, I think if you want to do it now, we're here for you.
Okay, give it.
We'll find Lex Luthor's theme in the Superman soundtrack to play.
Louisa, bring my clippers!
Just comes in, a dog comes in with the clippers.
Sees Johnny on the Zoom going, uh-oh, he's not going to kill me, is he? No, it shows about how he wouldn't kill you or your owner.
Have you not meant the brackets, you stupid dog?
You fucking stupid dog.
Those brackets for a reason, you fucking idiot dog.
And then the dog goes, but it was only a work in progress. What if he changed his mind by the main show? He won't.
Littered with deceased people where I make the editorial decision, I'm not going to kill anyone in the shot. It was an artistic choice that led me astray.
Sarah, I think shave it.
Shave it.
I bet you'd still look really great. Do you have a normal shaped head?
I don't know. We'll find out.
You never know, do you, until you shave?
Yeah. That's why I need my hair to be full, because my head shape is too weird.
And have you got a weird shaped head?
Yeah.
What's weird about it?
I'm not joking. The back of my head, like, you know, a head goes round.
Yeah, we know the back of a head, Sean. Yep.
Okay. A lot of our listeners might not know what the back of a head is. Okay. Johnny. We don't know who's listening. You might not know what the back of a head is.
You got to cater for the dumbest person in the room.
That is, you always have to work at their level.
And that's right. That's me. That's why I get lowbrow, because I'm talking to myself, essentially.
Listeners, you're that big old wobbly thing atop your neck.
Wobbly?
The head.
Why is it wobbling?
It's wobbling. Everything wobbles.
That's not a wobble. That's,
yeah, it's you... not.
You know the thing that you're going to watch Kill Bill out of later, listener? You know, out of your the two little jelly balls.
Yeah.
Go around the top, and here's the problem. The back of the head is flat. It's like a cliff edge. Most people have a round. I don't have a round. I'm flat. I'm not one of the cone heads.
So you've got like a full right angle.
Yeah.
It just drops off.
Yeah, it cuts people. If I ever go, I'm so lucky. I'm not going to go bald, because if I went bald, I'm finished in show business, and I would say any sort of business. I think the council would have to howl. Yeah. I'd be in like Battersea Cats Home.
Yeah. The sex business would be over. What's interesting about you, Sean, is you look a lot like a cartoon, and so that really adds to the cartoon element of your, like, the fact you've got a right angled head is cartoonish again.
What do you mean I look like a cartoon?
I just feel like you look. Do you think that's right, Sarah? Like, when he's so tall and like, that he just looks like a cartoon.
You just never met a tall man before.
Well, he's so, like, gangly. And
yes. Johnny acts like I'm Andre the fucking Giant. He goes, oh, I'm surprised you can even fit in a taxi. That's what he says, stuff like that.
Which you are freakishly tall. Because you've got, I think Sean's got bad posture, which makes people not aware of how ridiculously tall he is.
Well, now my posture's really good. I sorted my posture out. And people keep saying, have you got taller? I go, no, I've just got...
How did you fix your posture? Just start standing.
He's wearing a vest. He's wearing a posture vest.
I was wearing a posture. No, have you? I wore a posture bra for a few years.
I've got one of them.
Have you?
Do they work? Does it actually work?
It worked a bit, but the main thing is just running, I think. And just keeping an eye on it.
Running from
I
it.
I just get out of yeah. get yeah. just run from the problem.
Okay. Look,
if there's a problem, run from it.
Yeah. That's advice I knew I was gonna get on this podcast, I think.
Oh yeah.
Your posture's not bad, Sarah.
I've been working on it quite a lot, but I guess I've been rinsed for my posture quite a lot.
Is it on stage?
Yeah.
My thing is on stage because I'm always so much higher than the audience because of my freakish height. And I've had to learn to just stand back a bit. If there's a wall, I'll just lean against the wall.
In perspective, you look like a normal human.
Yeah, it's like a camera. It's like a camera obscura. People go, "Oh, I didn't know we were in the Museum of the Moving Image." You're not. You're at a Sean McLaughlin gig.
I find it hard to get into what I'm saying. Like I'm like leaning forward and I'm like talking. It's part of the way that I physically move on stage. And when I stand up straight, I feel like I'm holding back.
That I know. It takes more effort to do that. I'm in exactly the same position. I did two gigs over the weekend, and both of them I was trying, and it did. I do think it affected my performance.
Yeah.
I think it's less engaging, isn't it? On some way, like leaning in is how you have a conversation. It makes it feel more intimate, maybe, or more like.
People keep saying to me, like, "Oh, it's more confident. Just be sort of shoulders back, like." But I don't know. I think you have to get to a point where you're not thinking about the way you're standing. But because I'm like, keep your shoulders back, then obviously I'm just not as confident.
I'm in exactly the same boat, Sarah. But I would say every time I see you, certainly recently, I've never felt like. It's notable. I doubt it taking anything.
Exact opposite for me, Sarah. I'm always like, God, her posture.
Johnny, as your director, has got a very different angle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cut the hair off. Posture. You've had to
lean
go...
further back. Yeah.
You have to do the whole thing during a limbo competition. Yeah.
He wants me to crab walk onto the stage, like The Exorcist.
I'd love that.
I'd like that too.
Yeah.
That is the second note. That is the second note for Sean.
How long have we done?
We've done about 50 minutes.
Oh, we're fine. Let's wrap it up.
What a way to end a podcast.
Have you noticed, Johnny? Can I just say, have you noticed how often, whenever we have a guest, they spend a lot of their time with their head in their hands?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
is that the same for all podcasts? Like, is your podcast... Are you still doing your podcast, Sarah?
Yeah.
And when I was on your podcast, I was very happy and I was sort of...
They don't put their heads in their hands.
Do they cry and say, why? How has it got to this? Do they do that?
No, they've never cried. We've never had anyone crying. No, I think they have a good time. They smile.
Maybe we just go deeper than your podcast. Your podcast surface.
I don't think you've got a very sort of
frothy sort of, you know, Candy Crush podcast, whereas we're deep.
You're on the surface, yours is enjoyable and fun, but actually, is there any depth to it?
We speak highly of women, I suppose, and we don't call them dogs. It's
really, really playing to the crowd. Cowardly playing to the crowd.
Cowardly podcast.
Yeah.
Respectful of women. Yeah.
I've got to say, this conversation has gone, I would say, 100% differently to how I thought it was going to go.
How did you think it was going to go, Sean? In your wildest dreams, what was it going to be?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, I suppose.
Can you hear the sound of my WhatsApp on my computer? Because I can't turn it off.
I can't.
Who's WhatsApping you?
I don't actually...
Your agent. I hear you're doing Sean and Johnny's podcast.
Get off.
Log off now.
Get out.
I can't hear you WhatsApping, no.
Right.
Well, I think that's the perfect way to end the pod.
Listen, it's a pleasure.
What are your plans today? When are you going to watch Kill Bill, Sarah?
I've been watching Kill Bill this whole time. And I just got it on in the corner of the room.
That explains a lot.
These headphones, Kill Bill.
They're the official Kill Bill headphones.
I've been listening. Yeah.
One of them says Kill, one of them says Bill.
Branded. Got a little samurai sword. Yeah, I'll probably watch Kill Bill now.
Which one? Sense. Part one or part two?
Should we all watch Kill Bill at the same time later?
Yeah, and do a WhatsApp chat about it. Yeah. Oh my god, she's killed Bill.
Whoa! Whoa! She's gonna kill Bill.
Who saw that coming?
It's weird that I think all films, because I just said that, I think all films should just be a rhyme about what happens at the end of it.
Because what's interesting about Kill Bill is you meet Bill. You meet Bill and you think it's not gonna go well for him this.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not gonna have a good couple of hours.
Yeah.
All films should be rhymes of the premise.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of literally any film.
That math is too complicated.
Name a film, Johnny. Name a film. Name
the
any film.
Matrix.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
Hack Black, because it's all like dark and they're hackers. That's fucking good. What a great podcaster I am.
I say that wasn't very good.
Well, it's
better than I could do, but that can't be the level for what a good podcast is.
Titanic. Drinky Sinky. Yeah.
Do you think it would have done better or worse had the Titanic been called Sink Drink?
Nice ice.
Nice ice.
Nice ice.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny. Johnny gets to do it. It's always great when Johnny gets to do anything. I asked to do an impression of Boris Johnson before this. By the way, Sarah. He basically did Morgan Freeman because he doesn't know how anything works.
He doesn't know the difference between those two men.
Okay, they're the same.
How about The Shawshank Redemption, Johnny?
Blue Lou. Can he climb through the sewer? And it's quite sad.
Not bad.
Yeah, not mad. Blue Lou.
It's actually fine, actually. Mm. Well, Sarah, on that bombshell, we're just so glad that you were on the show.
You've made it better than it has ever been before, Sarah.
Is this the best one ever?
Definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely.
Better than Ed Gamble?
Fucking much better. Much better than Ed Gamble.
Do you think you learned more?
Well, I learned a lot in this. I learned about hair. I learned that you're going to direct my new show. I learned that we shouldn't call women bitches. It was a really great app for me. It was a learning experience. So thank you.
Delighted that you've learned that now. This stage.
This edit job is going to be all day, this.
Sean, there's no way you're going to edit anything. You're acting as though any of this is going to be edited.
Just put it out, Sean. Just put it out. Be brave.
Be brave.
If they don't like it, they can fuck off.
Yeah. Let's just not edit that.
Edit it so anything offensive is said by me.
Everything offensive is followed by you going, if they don't like it, they can fuck off.
Yeah, you lose thousands of followers.
Oh, that was in the other question. That was the other question I was going to ask you quickly. How did you get loads of Instagram followers? Because I have no. Is
reels.
That it? Is it just reels?
Reels. I had a real experience. And I put two on over Christmas, though I feel like I have to sort of be honest about this because I think I'm saying this to people going, just put reels up and you know the audience interaction will attract people. It's a lot of very sexually aggressive lesbians.
Yeah, I don't know if that's my demo. Like.
That's the thing. I don't know if it's a blanket rule for everybody. I think if you're putting consistently funny videos, you will gain followers. But I like the speed with which it went from me having like 30,000 followers to over 100,000 followers has to correlate with the fact that they all want to have sex with me and they're saying horrible things in my DMs.
Well, that's because of the hair, really? I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, that's another reason to shave the head, I think.
I think so. Safety.
Do you think that might just change the nature of some of the messages?
I think it will provoke them.
You don't want to provoke them.
No.
You don't want to poke a hornet's
nest. They don't need any more provocation than they've already got.
Well, thank you for the for another great learning experience.
Nobody listens to this, do they?
No.
Genuinely, Sarah.
My mum, that's it.
Genuinely, Sarah, we don't have to put this episode out. If you leave it and just go, what were we talking about?
No, put it out. I'm not afraid. If they don't like it, you know what they can do.
Where can people find out more of your stuff? See you on tour.
Social media.
And what is that?
Yeah, well, for Johnny's benefit.
I've heard about Twitter.
Where is do that... we start?
Facebook?
Okay. Where do I begin explaining this? Johnny, so there's a thing called the inside of a house.
What?
Yeah.
Is that where all the humans go at night?
That's where everybody goes. Just roaming the streets.
Oh, God.
Have they all gone? It's got to be something I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. There were loads of them about before.
I've got a website. Sarah Keyworth. Google Sarah Keyworth website.
Google Sarah Keyworth website.
It's either co.uk or com, but if you get it wrong, it gets a bit scary, so I don't know which one's which.
Why does it get scary?
How scary? How scary are we talking?
Like Saw 2 scary?
Saw 2! It's funny, oh, Saw 2.
If you get it wrong, Jigsaw will come to your house and tie up your family.
So if you want to take that risk, have a go.
I just don't, listeners, I just don't think you're in a position to be taking that sort of risk.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't
You've already it. Taken a risk by listening to this pod. Do not take a second risk.
One risk a day.
One risk a day.
Not to away.
And I'm on tour. So, and I can't stress this enough. The stuff I do on stage is nothing like what I've shown you today.
Why does everyone who ever goes on the pod say that, Sean? Do you
if you hated, oh. If you hated this episode of this podcast, you'll love my shows.
Okay.
Why don't they all say that too?
It's a very, very unusual sales tactic. Very unusual. I want to say this to listeners. If you've loved this episode, you'll love Sarah's show. I think what they like most is when audiences come and scream catchphrases from this podcast. Right, Sarah?
Yeah.
Like
so what would be the catchphrase of this podcast?
I would rather not say it again.
I feel like it's been over.
Just once more.
Shave your head. Something like that. Or...
No, it wasn't that, was it? It wasn't that one.
Was it the brackets thing that dogs... And...
I think that was repeated quite a lot, the brackets, for the one that was in brackets. Well, Sean, would you remind us?
Now I've got my fucking head in my hands.
Just
honestly,
for the edit.
I am
just
so,
for the edit.
We work so hard.
Just so we can get it clean, Sean.
We work so hard to get guests on, and Johnny can't keep his fucking trap shut. It's hard enough having to edit out all his references to Putin in every fucking episode.
Can we do a quick pickup with Sean where he just says the brackets line again?
There's no pickup. I'm logging out. What happened to my
He's going to log off.
We're trying to make a successful entertainment conglomerate.
That is the aim of this. We want it bigger than Coca-Cola.
Our aim is to be bigger than Coca-Cola. How do you think it's going?
Well, we're small fry at the moment, but we're getting bigger every day.
Every day we're growing.
Coca-Cola started somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly my motto. That's what I scream at the bins.
Right then, follow Sarah. We'll put links in the episode description. Thank you so much for being on the show. Honestly, I've really enjoyed this.
It's been a joy.
And I think our listeners will as well, as long as they can still hear it. They tend to only listen to it through sort of windows of like curries and stuff, but I think they'll be able to hear it. I'll be listening to it. As we establish, I'll be listening to it a lot. So
well, Sean listens to every app 7 times.
May I say, Sean... Not Sean now, Sean listening. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoyed Kill Bill.
And may I say to Sean listening, I hope you enjoyed Kill Bill.
Hang in there, buddy.
And may I say to
hang in there,
Sean,
big guy.
Is this podcast worth continuing?
We are now going to have a very serious chat about the future of this enterprise. Yeah. Is your podcast with Mickey still going, Sarah?
It is at, yeah, I should plug that. Thank you for prompting that.
That's brilliant. I love that show.
I have a podcast with Mickey Overman. It's called Thank Fuck for That. It's about near miss experiences and life changing moments. And we did an episode with Sean McLaughlin that went, it was quite an early episode, and it's like not representative of what the podcast is.
It feels like Sean.
It's like there's something about me that I seem to drag people down.
The most chaotic episode we've ever done.
Why? Why was so chaotic about it?
Like, Sean left that saying that was the best podcast he'd ever been about.
I left that going, I really think I helped smooth out the creases in that format. So
we'll post it. We will share it, but we're going to have to put a little note on it saying this is not the norm.
Why? What happened? Was it really? It's just because we have fun, right? Fun.
Mickey
is chaos.
Recorded a little disclaimer where she was like, apologies in advance. We really had to put it out because he'll be upset if we don't. And he is on the edge.
I fucking.
This is a favour for a friend. That's what she says.
He's really suffering at the moment with his mental health. We couldn't end. We couldn't delete him, but it isn't appropriate.
So, yeah. So don't tweet him. All right, just leave him alone.
This is a broken man, as you can tell from the words he says and the things he does. This is a broken man.
Well, I think I can say safely this has been my least favourite episode of Failing Better. I've not enjoyed any of it. I didn't enjoy the beginning, the middle, when it all went off the rails. And I was like, I think people are going to get the wrong idea of us. They don't know if I can't tell when we're being ironic or not. And certainly the ending, when it really, we sort of rounded back onto a full bodied, double footed attack on Mr. Sean McLaughlin, who I think has been nothing but generous. I would consider myself a father figure for both of you. And this is how you spit in my face. So I'm going to start a new podcast with Mickey, and it's going to be great.
I'm going to tweet about this and say, like,
I really regret doing this.
I'm
going
to say on the 16th of January, I was invited to do a podcast by two men that I knew and trusted. This was a mistake.
Well, you can get on one of those lists of like creepy yeah. comedians. Like, whatever you do, do not go on that podcast.
I felt so uncomfortable for the entire duration of the record.
Yeah.
But what could I do? These are influential men.
We are. That's very true, actually. It's very wise you said that.
They're bigger than Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I suppose that's one benefit of this podcast, is they've not been coerced in that sense.
Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Failing Better. The three great brands of the soft drink world.
The criminal giants. Yeah, yeah.
I think we should. I do think if we brought out our own fizzy drink, it would be good.
Well, that's something we can work on. Maybe next step.
I'm going to log off.
I'm also going to log off. Sarah, genuinely, one of the best comedians. Please go see Sarah.
Fun. Thanks, lads.
Really
bye.
Had fun. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Right.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.